In another court case, the prosecution has finished its evidence in the murder trial of former Dunedin doctor Vinod Scantha. The 32-year-old denies killing 16-year-old Amber Rose Rush in February last year. During the past 3 weeks, the Crown called on 69 witnesses. Today, Timothy Brown was in the High Court to hear Mr. Scantha's 45-minute interview with the police.
On February the 3rd, 2018, Amber Rose Rush was found dead. The following night, the police took Vernard Scantha into custody. In a 45-minute police interview played to the court, he spoke to Detective Wayne O'Connell, at first downplaying his involvement with the teen.
Never actually had a close relationship with her, even as a friend or anything. It was always other people around when I saw Amber. Not much more I can say about that, really. She was just sort of a friend, you know. I was never really close to Amber.
That doesn't marry with other witnesses' evidence. One said Mr. Scantha was fascinated with her, and others spoke of him offering up to $20,000 to have sex with her. Mr. Scantha detailed his falling out with Miss Rush to the police.
According to John, she put up some nasty things on Instagram about me, which I didn't really care for, but it doesn't bother me, to be honest. So I just told her, stop doing that, or, just leave me alone, whatever.
What was the posting she posted about you?
I don't have Instagram, so I don't really know word for word what it was. Something like, I'm a creep or something, which it's hard for me to say I'm not, obviously. Definitely not a creep.
Friends of Miss Rush say she claimed she awoke on one occasion to find Mr. Scantha's hand down her pants. Mr. Scantha told the detective he genuinely has no recollection of such an incident, but he thinks he was very drunk at the time. After that, she cut contact with him.
I was like, hey, that's fine. I shouldn't really be hanging out with kids anyway.
In the police interview, Mr. Scantha says he's unconcerned by the allegations or Miss Rush posting them on social media. Detective O'Connell reveals he's seen message exchanges between the pair, and he thinks Mr. Scantha became aware of the social media posts on Friday, the day of Miss Rush's death. Mr. Scantha responds she's been making all sorts of claims, and other mutual friends say they don't believe her.
It doesn't really bother me, honestly. It's fine, whatever. You know, she has a history of relationships with terrible guys. One guy even broke her arm. And I've been there to try and help her, and so, I don't know, she turned against me and it just didn't bother me at all.
Earlier in the interview, Mr. Scantha questioned whether it was suicide, and during his evidence, Mr. O'Connell said he was asking about the partner of Miss Rush's mother on his way to the police station. Mr. O'Connell then tells Mr. Scantha the police can trace people using their phones. He asks him where he was on Friday. Mr. Scantha explains he picked up his teenage friend, the prosecution's key witness with name suppression, and they drove around before going back to his house. Mr. Scantha then remembers going to the beach. The detective says, Blackhead Quarry? Mr. Scantha agrees that sounds right.
What are we doing there?
Oh, he just wanted to show me a nice spot.
Mr. Scantha tells Detective O'Connell his friend wanted to show him a lookout, sometime after midnight. The Crown says he was disposing of Miss Rush's phone. Mr. Scantha becomes more defensive in the interview.
Are you suggesting I do something?
Well, tell me about that.
I think it's absurd. What kind of motive would I have to do something like that?
The Crown says because Miss Rush threatened to go to his bosses at Dunedin Hospital and the police about her claims. On Tuesday, the court heard the accused was on a final warning after showing up at work in July 2017 while off duty and after drinking alcohol and treating a patient. His job was only saved because he lied about his mother's death. The defence will open its case next week. In Dunedin, for Checkpoint, Timothy Brown.